Good morning, this is Dr. Will Clower, and we are talking all this week about Halloween and getting ready for the Candy Katrina that floods into your house, or you know, what happens is that you buy the candy for the kids, and maybe two people come by because it rains or something, and then what do you do with all that candy? Well, you take it to work, but what else you do is you tend to overconsume. And one of the solutions for that is not on the demand side, but actually on the supply side. Think about giving trick-or-treaters something that's not actually bad for them. Of course, a treat here and there is good, it's fine, but the amount of sugar and the amount of treats that we can give our kids can be excessive. A solution is to give them comparable-sized toys. One of the things that we did is my daughter had thousands, honestly, millions of Beanie Babies, and we put them all in a giant tub, and we gave them out instead of candy. The kids loved it. There are many, many things that you can give instead of candy. And one of the problems with this is that people will say, well, kids don't want pencil erasers. They don't want pencils. They don't want shiny things. They don't want toys. They want candy. That may be, but there's a recent study that's just come out that studied that effect. When they put candy side by side with comparably sized toys, what they found is that the children were just as likely to choose toys as candy. And there's no difference between boys and girls. These are all kids between 3 and 14 years old. The implication is that those kids are not going to be disappointed by toy treats on Halloween, and those toy treats won't ultimately add to your expanding horizons. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any more questions about our work, come to our site, willclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.